The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There's something out there, something dark, something beyond our understanding. A quote from the Mothman prophecy.
Welcome to Grimly.
I really hope I don't have beef jerky breath. I just realized that.
I hadn't noticed.
Oh, okay, good. I ate like an entire pack of beef jerky because I realized I haven't eaten today.
Like a meat stick or like a
jerky? like a chipotle peppered jerky pack.
Nice.
I ate it because I realized I was hungry and we were going to be drinking before we ate. And I was like, ooh.
It's fine. We'll try to make this one quick.
I call this health, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, follow me.
Sounds like a diet.
Follow me for more health tips, kids. This is Grimly. I am Missy.
I'm Meg.
And we are back to the episode that was supposed to be recorded last week.
Sad.
It was sad day.
Well, that almost happened one other time, but...
Yeah.
I remember there was like a threat of it, but it actually recorded.
Yeah, it took a long time to load.
Oh, okay.
Which is kind of what I thought happened this time.
Mm-hmm.
But it took hours when it was like still loading. And it said it was like still recording. And I was looking at it. I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Oh, no.
So I refreshed it because usually that's happened a few times. And if I refresh it, then it like fixes it.
Okay.
It didn't fix it this time.
Oh, dear.
It was like the first 8 minutes that we were talking on air, which is literally us talking about allergies and me wanting to headbutt the stranger.
Oh, man, that is a lot. I was headbutting conversation. We're in a different energy today.
Yeah, I definitely had a different energy last week because I was just having like a weird week. I don't know if like Venus was in a microwave or whatever.
I think it was.
Yeah, definitely was. And I just like was having a shit week. Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? We're going to record on Sunday. We're going to have a good time because I always like recording. And then just the fucking episode just disappeared. And then I went to the Adobe Help Center online and I got hung up on by IT.
Really?
Yeah. I like chatted with the guy. I was like, hey, this is my problem. Can you help me? And he was like, let me route you to... whatever person you need to be routed to, and then he just hung up on me.
Sad.
He like ghosted the conversation, and then there was no more agents to contact.
Oh no! And then you're like, okay, give up.
And then I was like, okay, well, clearly this isn't gonna happen.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, but that means we're redoing an episode we've already talked about, which
thrilled.
At least it wasn't like some crazy story that had like a crazy twist.
Right.
That's true. This is something we've both know about pretty extensively already.
Now I do. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about Mothman.
Mothman.
Today, which is a cryptid. And Meg, do you want to explain to the class?
I can't remember what you said a cryptid was, but a cryptid is like a non-real... An imaginary.
Imaginary. A non-real.
It's an imaginary species of being, which sometimes could be interdimensional. That's okay. My way of describing it.
Okay.
What is it actually? What's the real definition?
I don't fucking know. I don't have that. So a cryptid, in my translation, is some sort of species of creature that is not documented and saved or like been proven to be in existence by the scientific community.
Yes, Loch Ness, Bigfoot, Chupacabra.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Mothman is technically a cryptid.
Yeah.
Probably arguably one of the most popular cryptids, right up there with Bigfoot, I would say.
I would say one of the more famous ones.
Yeah.
I don't know that it has the lore that...
No, yeah, we've does. Yeah, the thing about Mothman is its lore is kind of pinpointed on a certain like time, which is interesting. I didn't know that.
Okay, and location, right?
And location, yeah. And Bigfoot is like
worldwide
and Worldwide. Evidently has been talked about for fucking centuries. So, yeah.
All right, let's talk about Mothman.
So, Mothman. So, we're going to start in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Do you remember this?
Yes.
I'm going to stop saying, do you remember this at some point? I promise, because fucking we both remember all of the things we talked about.
It was less than a week ago, and yeah. I do remember this.
Yeah, okay. Although, I'll give you a date, and then you fucking loop-de-loops out your fucking brain in like 2 seconds.
Immediately.
Yeah, so, you know.
That's because I wasn't listening well to begin with. Details.
Because you have nothing great to talk about. Anyways, okay. Point Pleasant. It's at the confluence of the Ohio and Kanawha rivers. It has a population of 4,101 people, according to the 2020 census.
Oh, teeny tiny.
Yeah, it's pretty small. Legend has it, the name of Point Pleasant came from George Washington. He called this a convergence where two rivers met at a pleasant point.
Creative.
They just flipped that around. There you go. So the town has a festival in October commemorating what they call the Battle of Point Pleasant. Do you remember this? Stop asking. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Might be what the fucking name of this stupid episode is called. Do you remember this? So the Battle of Point Pleasant is where 1,000 colonial soldiers, quote unquote, went to go squash the local Indian raids.
Oh, I do remember
which is
this.
Fucking gross.
We didn't like that.
No, we didn't like that because the Indians were there first.
Yes.
So what actually happened in the Battle of Point Pleasant was the Shawnee tribes were able to kick the colonial asses of this group. And Chief Cornstalk of the Shawnee tribe forged a peace treaty with the colonial settlers in the area.
Okay.
Whether or not that was for his... betterment or right. Maybe a good choice, history has told us probably not.
Okay, so the white folks lost that battle?
The colonizers lost the battle.
Oh, okay.
That they arguably won the war.
Right, they signed the treaty.
Yeah.
How did they get them to sign the treaty after they lost? Maybe they were winning other battles.
Yeah, and maybe they were just like, you're here to stay. We're going to take the higher road. Let's sign this. It's probably the higher road, unfortunately, yeah, which really fucking sucks.
Like, that was rough on all of us.
Yeah. Let's not do it again. Let's just like.
I guess I have to sign your.
Let's cohabitate.
Jesus.
Yeah. Unfortunately, history tells us that that probably was not the right idea. But like, what are you supposed to do also? Like, yeah, you won this battle, but they're only coming.
There's
more in droves. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So he probably was just like, this is the best of the situation. Unfortunately. So
tough decisions.
Chief Cornstalk. Real leader right there. So
a real one.
Obviously, this is not what we're talking about today.
Hmm.
I guess Point Pleasant is also widely known for having another festival in September, which is known as the Mothman Festival.
It sounds way more fun.
Yeah, yeah. It's in September. So maybe we can go 1 year for mine and Dave's birthday.
Yeah.
The 50th anniversary is in like 2 years.
Oh, okay.
That could be fun. Anyways, okay.
We need a running list of all these.
I know. We've got Pennhurst. Actually, that one's out of the window. That's like a couple weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's in Paracon is I think in like 2 weeks, unfortunately.
I don't want to go there. It sounds like a scary place to go.
Penhurst Asylum? Well, fucking
depressing.
I'm going to knock you over the head and drag you there. I'm like a caveman. So, Mothman is often described as a 6 to 10 foot tall humanoid bird moth-like creature with giant wings.
Humanoid bird moth-like. Moth.
Yes. So,
it's a wide range.
It's a very wide range. Because if you look at like, I mean, just birds in general have a huge variance.
True.
So do moths.
But birds do mostly
have wings.
Look alike.
Yeah. It's the exact opposite of what I just said.
I don't know. I just feel like a bird is a bird.
Yeah, it's a bird. A bird is a bird. The damn thing has wings as a...
All right. I remember talking about the feet, though, for quite a while.
Yes. So it is a bipedal, which means it walks on its two...
Walks upright.
Walks upright. Thank you. And has been described as gray, brown, or even sometimes white.
All right.
And it also has been said to have hypnotic type of trance when you look into its giant red eyes.
Okay, now it's getting spooky.
And this is where it got spooky. And then this is... we had some pictures here where we were talking about... The giant difference between, like, everyone's depiction of Mothman. We have, like, the statue in the Mothman Museum in Point Pleasant, West Virginia, that looks like a fucking bat.
There's thing. A bat, but you didn't say bat.
I did not say bat, because that was not what was in the description.
Yeah, like, that one just, yeah, that one definitely.
Yeah, this one looks like
fleshy bat wings.
Yeah, this one's like, yeah, this one's, I would not want to run into that thing.
Ew, no.
Fucking, no thank you. This one kind of looks like a superhero to me.
It's got like, a
it's giving like
appearance.
A Marvel mm-hmm. vibe because it just
it almost looks like a butterfly actually.
Yeah, that one has more like moth butterfly like wings. And then these two over here, this one just looks like a dude wearing angel wings or
kind of
like
gremlin looking
like a cosplay situation to me.
Mm-hmm.
And this one looks like probably like closest I would say to Mothman.
That thing is scary.
That thing is scary.
It
yeah.
looks menacing.
Yeah. So I mean,
it's like horned like certain moth.
Well, I think it's the antennae. From
Ew.
Little moths have
so gross.
Yeah, none of them are great.
Like imagine things that are supposed to be small being enormous,
and that's where we talked about the Mothman feet.
Yeah, that, terrifying.
Because it was described in the story I'm about to tell as like being like two horseshoe like shapes, kind of connected together, and like ugh, they like stood the like creeps. Stuck out, and then we looked at moth feet. And it kind of looks like that.
I hated it.
And we're going to have to put moth feet
yeah.
on the Instagram feed.
I hated it.
it was
creepy.
It was alarmingly...
unappealing.
Yeah. We were both like, oh no. Like not
didn't
great.
Didn't need to see that.
It, yeah. I really didn't know.
Just be
know.
Scared if you run into the Mothman. It yeah. is not for this world.
He's not fucking around. Mm. Or she. I mean, I'm going to want to, you know, assume. So... the first sighting of the Mothman, which we're going to talk about now. I don't know if you remember this.
I hate you.
Sorry. In 1966, the first, oh, I mean, I guess 1966, that's the 60th anniversary of Mothman that's coming up.
Oh, 60th.
60th. Damn. 1966, that was 6 years ago. Gross.
My kicks.
Route 66?
Yeah.
Okay. So in 1966, the first known and reported sighting of the Mothman was by two gravediggers, which seems kind of perfect.
It sounds like such an ancient or like old school
job
career. Yes. I don't think they have humans doing that anymore. We're using backhoes.
I mean, a human has to operate it.
Sure. Grave digger.
I mean, I'm sure there's caretakers.
Yeah. I wonder what you'd call yourself as the guy that operates the backhoe at a funeral.
I would call myself a grave digger.
You would. Yes. Gets hired at any cemetery. She's like, I am a grave digger now.
You're like, hello, no, I am your grave digger.
Ma'am, you coordinate the funerals. No, I'm a grave digger.
Yes. Have you seen that? I think it was a tweet. Where someone was asking that, like, you got paid $50 an hour to work overnight in a graveyard, what would you do? And some guy was like, fuck yes, $50 an hour, like I'm scrubbing that grave, I'm like brushing off the grass. He's like, I'll talk to all the ghosts. He's like, you want to know who this person's at? Like, take that headstone two rows to the right. Like, yeah, $50 an hour to work on the graveyard.
You got $50.
I'll do the $50. You would do $400 for crime. I would do $50 to work in a graveyard.
Did I say $400?
You did.
It depends on the crime.
That was the bank robbery.
Jaywalking? I do it for free.
Lizzie, you don't need to be paid for that. Let's be real. Anyways. So, two gravediggers within Clendenin, West Virginia, which is about an hour away from Point Pleasant, where these men claim to have seen a large black figure flying through the sky.
Oh.
And this is like at night. And this is like known as the first Mothman sighting.
Okay. They weren't more specific than that?
No, they just said they saw a large black figure flying through the sky.
Okay.
I mean, 6 to 10 feet is large.
That's what they said?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
They said it was 6 to 10 feet?
Yeah. Yeah. They said it was a giant black thing that flew through the sky.
I don't think I've ever seen a bird that big. Like, and I've been to like museums where they have enormous owls and stuff. Zoos.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't, that still might be.
I guess I've never seen like an ostrich in real life.
That's true.
Ostriches are huge.
Have you ever had an ostrich burger? Did you eat one?
Have I had an ostrich burger?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
There were Zeke's. Did you go to Zeke's?
Yeah. Of course I went to Zeke's.
I never got the ostrich burger.
I don't think it I did either.
Disturbingly gross.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Sounds
even though
a little
like,
too lean.
Yeah.
Like gamey and lean. Do you know what I mean? Like chicken, yeah. But ew.
Kind but of like
chicken burger.
But it's not gross. A chicken sandwich. It's a burger.
A burger. Okay. Home of the ostrich burger.
Yeah. See, if it was like a chicken sandwich, but like ostrich, I'd be more inclined. Like a breaded and deep fried.
Sure. Yes.
No. Can I tell you? Last night, I went to Wendy's.
Okay.
I'm going to Wendy's in fucking decades, probably.
All right.
And I got the ghost pepper chicken sandwich.
Nice.
It was fucking bomb.
Ah, love that.
Anyways, that's not our conversation.
Was it spicy?
It was so spicy.
It better be.
I kind of was like feeling it this morning. I'm not going to lie.
Really?
Like I kind of just had an ache. I was like, oh no. But it was good.
Okay, Wendy.
I know. Like they, you know what? Fucking no, frosty. I got a frosty too.
Yeah, good thing you did.
I got a frosty to cover up the fucking spicy chicken sandwich. Anyways,
nice fast food sidebar.
Ostrich burger, never had.
Yeah,
don't think I will.
Neither.
I can't even imagine like eating an ostrich egg.
I know.
That's a
too.
It's big. Too much. Which is weird because like we eat fucking chicken eggs all the time.
I know, but a duck egg is also borderline.
A duck
too
egg
big.
Is a little like. I've used duck eggs in baking.
Sure.
Or like a carbonara.
Sure.
Sauce.
Sure.
Because you want the rich yolkiness in that.
Yeah. You could use one egg when you might have used two.
Yeah. My mom has duck eggs.
I don't want to eat a fried duck egg.
I don't want to eat a fried duck egg either. Have you seen those?
Something about the texture seems like
weird,
tougher.
Like fermented duck things.
The balut?
No, is that what it's called? It's like the baby duck.
Yes. I think the balut is the name of that.
Oh, I couldn't.
I mean, it's not for me, but...
I mean, it's a cultural thing.
Yeah.
For sure. I'm sure we do gross things over here in America. Like not having healthcare. back to what I was saying. We went from...
Grave digging. Giant bird.
Grave digging, giant thing in the sky.
Got it.
It's funny to me that Clendenin, West Virginia is the spot that's known for the first Mothman sighting, but it's not the spot known for Mothman now.
Well...
Jealous. They're jealous.
That sounds like Point Pleasant showed them up.
It did. And you're about to get into it. However, there are two more widely popular, well-known incidents that are kind of known as the first Mothman sightings. So two younger couples named Roger and Linda Scarberry and Steve and Mary Millett were driving on State Route 62 in Point Pleasant, Virginia. And this was dubbed the TNT area. Because it was a World War II munition site. Okay. And they also had like an abandoned like power plant in the area.
Oh, spooky.
It's very spooky.
We are being set up here for
a Mothman sighting.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And I don't know if it really matters, but the munition site had like these weird like concrete igloo looking things. They're still there. So you can actually go take a tour of it now.
Igloo looking things?
Yeah, they're like these weird stacked like dome
domes
things.
Okay.
And yeah. like they have like grass and stuff on top, because if you were flying above it, you're supposed to be able to not see it.
Okay, sure.
Kind of like how Boeing had like a whole like mural of like a city painted on top of it, or like a city built on top of Boeing during World War II. Did you know about that?
No.
Oh yeah, Boeing.
Where was Boeing originally?
No, so Boeing during World War II in Everett, they had like a fake town built on top of Boeing that was like these miniature houses and stuff. You've never seen this?
No.
It was basically to make it look like from above that this wasn't like a plant that built airplanes.
Right. So they didn't want to like, be a target.
You know, the Japanese, you know,
that's clever.
Pacific. Yeah, yeah. So like obviously it's gone.
Idea.
Yeah, yeah. But so similar idea with this munition site. They had like these mounds essentially, and there was like grass on top of them. So the two younger couples were driving in this area that was heavily forested. There's like everything's kind of abandoned. There's no like houses or businesses around, right? It's just kind of like an evening drive. It's like 11:30 at night. And while driving down the road, the group stated they saw a large humanoid-like figure with glowing red eyes.
In the road in front of them?
In the road in front of them.
Okay.
And this is where we got the description of the eyes having a trance-like feature to the eyes. From Linda, specifically. I don't know what that means. That's just, like, what she described it as.
Okay.
Which, I mean, like, I'm assuming when you say trans, like, I couldn't look away.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to look away anyways.
Oh, my God. I'm terrified. I don't know.
Yeah.
I would be shitting myself.
I would be too. It makes me...
screaming, hysterical, back the fuck up, or hit it.
Or hit it.
Shoot it. Shoot it.
Like, shoot her. It's like Jurassic Park.
Terrifying. Okay.
So like us, the group was obviously freaked out, decided to get the hell out of there.
Yes.
So they opted to drive away, not run it over.
G2G.
Yeah, GTFO.
Yeah.
Fucking exclamation point. So they decide to drive back towards town because they're like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. So they turn around, they start speeding away. The group said the creature took flight and rose up like a helicopter, which I mean, it's just like a straight out
the ground,
which is
straight up
fucking eerie as shit. It makes you think of, I talked about this last time, Jeepers Creepers.
Okay.
Like there was a monster, at least in the first one, and it's the other two, but like he flies in like it's like a man type of gross creature. If you've seen Jeepers Creepers.
Does it look like just like a burned up, I feel like it's like reddish. Is that just Freddy
Krueger? Yeah, are you thinking of Freddy Krueger?
That's Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
I don't know what Jeepers Creepers
looks
like.
With a striped vest and a hat?
No,
fedora.
It wasn't that specific. I think they both look similar.
No, he was like, it was like this guy who looked like he was wearing like all leather and like a hat and like gross brown. Like in the end, he takes his coat off and he has wings.
Oh, okay.
Giving a Mothman vibe.
Okay.
I can't believe I've never seen Jeepers Creepers.
I feel like there is like a bus scene.
We talked about this last time.
Yeah, that's all I don't know.
I don't know if it was in that, because it's like the beginning, it starts with
one of the other ones.
Maybe. It starts with like two people driving in a car. And the scariest sequence in the movie, I would argue, is like this couple, not a couple, it's a brother and a sister. They're driving a car down a road, middle of the day. And you just see in the rear view mirror that they're looking for, but you see in the back that like this fucking giant, gross, brown, old, rusted like tow truck is like gaining on them.
Okay.
And it's like clearly, obviously trying to gain on them.
Sure.
And like it tries to run them off the road, and there's this whole sequence. It's the scariest part of the movie.
The thing with wings also drives.
Uh huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm into it.
Weird that you're into it. While speeding away, the group said that the creature took flight, rose up like a helicopter, like I just said, because we can't shut the fuck up, and began screeching at them and followed them all the way to the town city limits.
Oh, no. Not screeching. Right.
They also claim that even at speeds of 100 miles per hour, which is crazy to be driving in the fucking back road.
Yeah, I don't like that.
The creature was able to keep pace with the car.
Okay.
Which is fucking scary. Because clearly you can't outrun that.
No.
You can't outdrive that. So they even say that certain points in this chase, they could hear the wings of the creature flapping against the car.
Oh, that's huge.
So it's fucking huge. Just like very above close. Them, like flapping its wings, which is scary as shit. go on.
I can't fathom it being real.
I mean, you are the Scully in this moment.
I hate it.
Plus all the moments.
I know.
Honestly, it surprises me too. But you know what? Someone's got to do it. Okay. So Mary, at this point, she also stated that the screeching had like a similar tone to what like a little like field mouse would make. It's like a, like that loud like, wee, you know, noise.
So it's cute.
It's like cute, like it's little. But like
you're like, oh, like, but if like it's running like a, for your life, you're like, oh, cute.
It's
oh,
like wee, oh, you know. You've seen a video of a field mouse like screeching and like
yeah.
It's like all the like frogs.
I wouldn't have guessed it sounded like a field mouse. I wouldn't have guessed.
She said like similar like the tone, like the pitch or whatever.
Really high pitch.
Yeah, very high pitch, but like obviously a lot louder.
Which okay, too bad it was the 60s and they couldn't record that shit.
Truly. So once the car had reached city limits, the creature turned back and went into the night. Into an unknown location. Oh, interesting. So Mothman, if it's moth-like, it got to like light source and turns around, which is the opposite of what a moth would do.
Suspicious.
Which is a little sus. So immediately Roger, Linda, Steve, and Mary all went to the sheriff's office and reported what happened.
Okay.
Because so they did this in the same night.
That is lends some credibility.
It does lend some credibility, I would say too. So the sheriff's office did visit the TNT site that night. It was reported by one of the deputies that he was seeing large shadows in the night. And he thought he witnessed a cloud of coal dust being kicked up by something taking flight.
All right.
Is he just freaked out? One could argue that. And like,
the thing didn't try to hurt him?
No.
There was no.
No, he just said that he saw like a maybe big shadow had a flying around.
Car? Interesting.
Yeah, maybe like. There was also it was also said that the sheriff's deputies said that their police radios were also picking up a weird static noise too.
Okay.
So yeah, maybe it's something with the car, maybe it's something with the radio doesn't like some sort of frequency. It's like I'm not into this. Like maybe it's a weird antennae if it has some, like picks it up weird, doesn't like it.
Okay. Yeah, feels threatened.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how credible any of this is really, but like the deputies saying all this shit. Like if you were told, hey, this area has like some weird fucking flying 6-foot, 10-foot thing, you'd like probably start saying shit too, right? It's that suggestion.
You'd certainly be looking for it, yes.
Yeah, it's the suggestion, right? We talked about before. Yes. With like, you know, paranormal stuff in general.
Yes.
Also, I have really bad allergies, so if you hear me sniffling.
Do you need a tissue box?
No. Okay. I just need a Molotov cocktail of Benadryl in my sinuses constantly, forever.
Tragic.
It really is. It sucks. So I apologize for the sniffling. There's nothing I can do about it, so shut the fuck up. Anyways.
You should draw more attention to it.
Anyways. The sheriff's department did not witness any sort of large flying creature in their investigation in that night.
Okay, it was nice of them to go out there and look.
You know, the fact that they even went out and looked, I think, is impressive.
They must have been like, oh, these kids were shaking up.
This couple is, like, freaked out, or these couples are freaked out. Like, we should go investigate.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I didn't know anything else to do.
I mean, yeah. Hopefully there's 4,000 people in the 2020 census that lived there. Probably.
I know back then.
1,000? Maybe. Yeah. So, the next day, the Point Pleasant Registry, the local town paper, they wrote a front page headline that said couple sees man-sized bird ... creature ... something. we looked at this last time. Honestly, I'm here for this.
They're like, who knows, but
like, I don't fucking know. This is news, I guess, in this like, tiny ass town.
I have to write this. So to publish this is ridiculous.
Probably some reporter like, man, I went to fucking Columbia to be a journalist. Here I am writing about some fucking backcountry.
Podunk cryptid. What if they had a word for cryptid back then? Doubt it.
I don't know. That's such a good question. So another local paper called the Athens, Ohio Messenger. So Point Pleasant, Virginia, like on the other side of the river is Ohio. I don't think I mentioned that earlier, but it's like Ohio on one side, West Virginia on the other. Okay. Kind of like Columbia, or not, the Columbia River with Oregon and Washington.
Sure.
Like you cross a river, the bridge says Welcome Oregon or Welcome Washington.
Like that.
Yeah.
Clean.
Right? It's a very direct line. Mm-hmm. So another local paper called the Athens, Ohio Messenger ran a story about the mysterious creature entitled Winged Red-Eyed Thing, quote unquote, chases Point Pleasant couples along the countryside. It's a long-ass headline.
Sure.
It's very clickbaity, even for back then.
I like that.
Yeah. So the couples also went back to the site during the day because they're like, are we freaking out over nothing? We don't know. And they claim to see the large footprints that have the two horseshoes, like the weird forked thing.
They saw footprints?
They said that they saw those footprints there the next day. The couple.
Yeah. Oh, they went back. Okay.
They went back. Yeah, they went back during the day. They're like, let's go check this place out.
And then they saw the footprints?
They saw the footprints. Hmm. There's no photos of the footprints anywhere. I
would say... I don't know what a camera would have cost in the 60s.
I don't fucking know, man. But like...
just would have had them.
You could have borrowed it from somebody.
I don't know. Or maybe called the news?
They did call the news.
They should, yeah.
Like, the news already knew. They could have been like, hey, we're going out to the site again. You want to come with us?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, if I'm going to go investigate something like this, I'm absolutely bringing some sort of documentation, like a camera.
Yeah.
You know?
If you don't have one, maybe the journalist.
Yeah, somebody.
The local journalist.
Somebody in that goddamn town has a camera. You borrow it.
Columbia grad.
Yeah. the poor Columbia grad
dying for smoking
any. Please give me some proof. So these two articles cause a frenzy within this small town, which
I would be completely frenzied.
Oh yeah, totally. I mean, we talked about how we would want to go investigate during the day. No, you didn't want to. I would have.
It's like, well, I don't think I felt.
No, you're like, I want to hear everything, but I wanted to like hear it from my couch.
I want to read everything about it or hear about it so I can hear it from you. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll go investigate. I'll come back.
In the daytime, I'd probably go, though.
Yeah.
I would be scared. I would still be scared.
I would be freaked out, but, like, I don't want to go see for myself. Listen, I'm not saying I'm smart. I'm probably the first person to be murdered in a fucking scary movie. Let's be real. Because I'm the idiot. Like, let's go investigate.
Maybe
so
you don't
like,
have to spend the next 2.5 hours terrified. It's just over.
It's just over. You know what? You're right. That's a good way to put it.
So terrible.
Maybe that's just it. Maybe I'm just like, fuck it. Let's just get this over with. So these two articles cause a frenzy within the small town of Point Pleasant. There's an increased sightings of this creature in the days after November 15th.
Increased sightings. But now everyone's looking for it.
Yes, okay. And that's where I'm wondering if this is like a, you hear this thing and it's suggested in your brain and then you're like, I see it everywhere.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of science behind that specific, not even for like paranormal, just like, if you're looking for a sign, you'll find it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I'm not here to say that signs aren't relevant or real. So some of the sightings included two volunteer firefighters stating that they saw what looked like a large bird with giant red eyes.
Okay. In the daytime or the nighttime?
During the day is what it sounded like.
Okay.
So there was also a local contractor named, I forgot about this name, Newell Partridge. He said that he saw a creature with large red eyes that reflected like a bicycle reflector.
Oh, okay.
Which is fucking creepy.
That's very specific.
And also that his TV was having strange buzzing noises when he saw this creature.
Oh.
So it was like in like a field by his house. And like the buzzing noises were happening. He saw the large red eyes and the big creature.
And he said it was a creature or a bird?
He said it was a creature.
Oh.
He also said during this time that his German Shepherd had disappeared.
Oh, yeah, I remember this.
Yeah.
And I thought it just like, he just like disappeared for like an afternoon.
No.
But he just never came back.
He just never came back. The dog disappeared.
Oh, that's too bad.
Which, if it's a Mothman.
But you didn't hear your dog barking or see this creature take run off with
or
your dog.
Or hear like a whimper.
Fly off with your dog.
Right. Like, why isn't the Mothman eating a sweater?
That's a good point.
Like,
what do moths eat?
Moths eat
fabric?
Fabric. I mean,
I don't know what they eat.
I don't know either. A mothball?
Plants?
Does a mothball plant? Probably is the accurate, not a fucking sweater.
Great. Not adding up here for the Mothman.
Yeah, it's a little sketch. I mean, but you don't know. We weren't there. So other people in the area stated that there were also seeing large flying creatures in the sky. and that the creature had large glowing red eyes.
All right. But everybody already read about the glowing red eyes and the
winged creature. Yeah, so it's like a kind of a shitty eyewitness testimony at that point, right? Mm-hmm. Like it wouldn't hold up in court. Yeah, there was also, so this is the thing that kind of got me. There was also 8 other people in the area that stated that their dogs had gone missing at this time.
Okay.
So is this like Mothman flying, snatching dogs?
Hmm.
I don't know, imagine he's building like a sled team and not eating them. my
fantasy. That's a lot of dogs to go missing.
Yeah, in like this amount of time. Yeah, in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it is West Virginia in the 60s, so I'm imagining it's not like a... You're not helicopter parenting your dog like I do. But,
yeah. Still, that's a lot of people who say their dogs.
Yeah, it's a lot of people. It's like,
I'm still not convinced it was a giant moth creature that took them, but.
Yeah, I don't know what else would.
Some fucked up kids.
Oh, man, that made it worse. So during this time, the Mothman name was dubbed for this creature. And it's theorized, and like kind of the most common in use theory, is that this name came from a Batman comic that had a villain named the Killer Moth, which is the picture right here. And this is
where we the got Killer Moth the
with the stripes. Yeah, this is where we talk more about the feet, right? Because that thing has the forked feet.
But it also looks like a mosquito more than a moth.
Yeah, that doesn't look like a moth to me.
Why does nobody know what a moth looks like?
I mean, maybe moths vary.
Oh, God.
I mean, when I imagine a moth in my brain, I feel like it's a very common idea of a moth.
Sure. Okay. We need some moth experts.
Yeah. Frankly, we need a mothologist. I mean, but even like this moth villain thing, it's like just a guy with wigs.
True.
And he has like fucking Peter Pan shoes on. Look at those. That's like an elf shoe.
Sweet. And he's holding the gun.
He's holding 2 guns.
Oh, 2 guns?
He's holding 2 guns. He's fucking packing. Bam, bam.
He's kind of giving gay Mothman.
Yeah, this is Mothman at DragCon, for sure. You know what? I'm here for it.
I love it.
Honestly, that's way more fun. I want a fucking DragCon Mothman. So, obviously, we're in West Virginia in the 60s, and there were some hunting parties organized. Not to talk shit about West Virginia, but I'm imagining...
Proud Boys just showed up.
Some machismo.
That's okay, though. That's all right. Yeah. I think this is a reasonable thing to organize against.
A hunting party against the Mothman. Yeah. So,
it's mostly harmless. It's not like they're organizing against a human that had lived a different lifestyle or looked different than them.
Yeah. I mean, that probably also happened in West Virginia.
There are worse things.
Yeah, there are worse things. Yeah, like focus on Mothman.
Yes.
Nothing else. So hunting parties organized, and they went to the TNT area, and they were hoping to capture the elusive Mothman. But eventually, all the panic dies off in the town, because there's no more sightings. It's all kind of like, okay, like no one's got any more concrete evidence of what's going on. So just the legend tapers off,
sure.
Essentially.
Yeah.
So arguably?
For...
Arguably.
There you go.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Jesus, words. The legend of the Mothman probably wouldn't have been as popular if it wasn't for another event that happened that had some more dire consequences.
Okay, so this might have just been like a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, this might have been like a weird,
local
fun
legend.
Yeah, some folklore.
Okay.
So, December 15th, 1967. Almost a year, like 13 months later.
Okay.
The town of Point Pleasant in Gallipinos, Ohio, were connected via the Silver River Bridge over the Ohio River. Mm. Do you remember this?
Is this the one that separates the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, same... you drive from...
It's the same river.
From West Virginia to Ohio.
Okay.
This is, like, one of the ways you can get over.
Yes.
Over the bridge. The Ohio Bridge. So, the bridge itself was constructed in 1928 as a suspension bridge. And it's called the Silver Bridge due to its aluminum paint making it look silver.
Okay.
So around 5 p.m. on December 15th, during rush hour traffic, the bridge suddenly and catastrophically collapses.
Oh, no.
Which sends commuters during rush hour into the waters below.
Truly one of my worst fears.
Yep. We were talking about the Astoria Bridge.
That's the one in Maryland?
Yeah. No.
Oh, no. The one in...
The one in Oregon. Right. Yeah, the one, like, you're driving...
Yeah, we did talk about that.
Because that bridge is fucking scary.
It's really long. It's kind of spooky.
I think it's one of the longest bridges in the country.
Also, if you've driven from, like, Miami to Key West, it's literally just a series of bridges.
Yeah.
For four hours.
Yeah. That's insane.
I mean, not entirely 4 hours, but mostly. And that's eerie, too.
Well, I mean, also, most recently... Baltimore Bridge.
Yes.
That one was pretty catastrophic.
That was in the middle of the night.
That was at like 2 a.m. I mean, that's like worst case, best case scenario. Definitely. Like, that one's fucking horrific because you just...
But this one...
Yeah, this one was during 5 p.m. during rush hour.
And can you get out of town? And like, are they trapped there on the other side of town now?
I mean, like, I'm assuming there's probably other bridges.
Sure, you have to, like... It was probably like a logistical nightmare.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
Awful.
So... 46 people perished during this collapse, and 9 people were injured due to the bridge collapsing, and 2 people were never recovered from the wreckage of the river. Yeah. So they're still down there somewhere. So the official report of what happened was that there was a failure in one of the I-beams on the suspension system of the bridge, which caused a domino effect, causing everything else to fail.
It's terrible.
And the scariest thing about that is... this I-beam was like in the like infrastructure of the bridge, and so it couldn't be checked. Like, there was no way to, like, because it was like covered with everything else, and like it was like this tiny, like,
I don't like the design of that at all.
Like, it's less than an inch crack that caused this.
This is not acceptable.
Yeah. The real Grimley story is fucking how horrific bridges are and our infrastructure within the US.
Oh.
It's ancient. Anyways. So, we have the cause, the real cause, or not real cause, but the most accepted cause of the bridge, right? The I-beam, things collapse, domino effect. It's all tragic. However, there are some people who were at the bridge collapse in traffic that day who claimed they had seen a large winged figure flying before the bridge collapsed.
Like some people who lived?
No. People like in cars in traffic. Like, what? Like on the, like, kind of like towards more.
It wasn't
like
even
the shore.
Any of the victims. It said they were like.
I don't know.
Okay, go on.
I mean, people that assholes. Probably fell in the water that day.
We're not.
Probably don't remember.
They weren't worried about.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, I would imagine you're having like a catastrophic event like that. You probably don't remember it.
Sure, but it would give me more credence to the story.
Yeah.
Done and not just like some asshole was like, I want to be involved here.
Yeah, maybe that's very true. So, it was then theorized that the Mothman caused the collapse, while others believe that the Mothman was like a harbinger of doom.
Okay.
Which is what I want to be called when I enter a room. Harbinger of doom. Anyways, these theories sparked the idea.
Were to be an essence of a harbinger of doom, I think you need to be wearing Doc Martens at all times. It's the only acceptable shoe.
See, I'm imagining more like a headmistress for like a
you
want to
be
magical.
Heels?
No. Maybe heels. Like a slight heel.
A heeled boot.
Like a heeled boot, maybe. And
laces.
Like. Yeah, like a nice pant. And like.
Okay, go on.
You look like a headmistress from like a academy for like witches or something.
Got it.
Like, you don't fuck around. You got like a pocket watch, probably.
I was sort of going more like a blade.
Oh.
Energy.
Okay. I was a different direction.
Well.
Same concept.
Sexy.
They could be in the same universe, for sure.
Okay.
But two different entities. But yeah, that's what I imagine. Anyways. So, this theory of the Mothman, essentially, like, either it caused a collapse or it was an omen, whatever you want to call it, sparked an idea by an author named John Keel to write a book called The Mothman Prophecies.
Oh, and there it is.
Yes, which also is what the 2002 Richard Gere movie is loosely based on as well. Did you ever watch that movie?
I've never seen it.
It was kind of a snoozer when it came to scary movies, I'm not going to lie.
I think it was a pretty big movie, though, right, when it came out?
Yeah, I mean, Richard Gere.
Yeah.
2002.
True.
Kind of peak Richard Gere era, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe not. I don't know. I don't know much.
Yeah, about. I think so.
Yeah. He was... still hanging in there.
When did he do Runaway Bride? Wasn't he in Runaway Bride?
Oh, Runaway Bride.
It was probably 2000.
That was because that was like the reuniting 2000s. Of him and Julia Roberts from Pretty Woman.
Like, he's that was like wedding? A big deal.
Yeah. Oh, he's in. Oh, yeah. Sorry. He's, I was thinking my best friend's wedding. I was like, that's the wrong guy.
No. No. Yeah. Pretty Woman. Yeah. Oh. So American Gigolo. That was the other movie I was thinking of.
I think I know that one.
Oh, that's like a 80s movie where he's basically a male sex worker.
I can see it.
Yeah. Anyways. He was very hot first time.
Was he gray back then?
I think he was gray.
You know what? Gray isn't bad.
No, I don't think it was gray in American Gigolo. I think he still had brown hair.
Got it.
Yeah. But no, the salt and pepper isn't bad.
No.
Which maybe that's just speaking to our age where we're like.
Well, you can be going gray in like your 20s.
True.
I'm all... It's really nothing to do with like your hair, really.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess like. My condolences to the men who lose their hair.
Yeah.
And not the ones that go gray.
It's yeah. Fine. It's a...
Just rock with it.
Yeah. Just roll
women
whatever
too,
you got.
Actually. We should yeah. all start...
It also happens with women. Mm-hmm. Yeah, unfortunately. So the book itself combines these two incidents that happened and gives also various theories of what the Mothman is, which includes an extraterrestrial life form.
Okay.
Like it was like a... guy that got lost like
from
ET,
another planet
okay and like landed here
he flew here my god
in like a spaceship
okay spaceship
like a spaceship crash
imagine an animal or thing that flies also with wings also
has a spaceship
I don't like it I don't believe it
you know maybe he did fly here from another planet
unacceptable interdimensional fine extraterrestrial I don't support it
there's also an interdimensional theory within this book that he like Bigfoot there's
that
another...
would lend the harbinger
can you
to...
imagine if there's like just another planet it's like another Earth but that has all these cryptid creatures that like they are like well known and documented but every once in a while one of them like hits like an interdimensional portal on accident and just ends up in another fucking planet
or that
it's the same planet there's
it's
like
here and a different like timeline or the,
yeah
you know
the multiverse theory yeah that's another good one I mean I think that one's cool.
That to me explains most everything.
There's a lot. There's a theory about ghosts that like it's just like someone on a different like timeline from us, whether yeah. or not they're dead or not. They're just you know,
interesting,
minding their own business.
Oh.
Yeah, I think that interest. That's a very interesting theory as well.
I like it.
So there's also this theory that the Mothman is a mutated man that mutated with a bird or a moth. Because of the TNT site.
Whoa.
That there was some
a
like
victim.
There was some sort of like yeah. There was some sort of other like shit going on at the TNT site during World War II, like some experiments or something
okay.
that got awry
okay, that's fun.
And created this Mothman.
Got it.
Which that would really suck.
I know, he's a victim.
Yeah. Or the last one is that the Mothman is a demon from hell.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I feel like that's still
I mean, the glowing
in the
red eyes.
Dimensional
yeah.
being.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, he doesn't, like,
I'd like
not
to think that,
look like a demon.
That sweet Satan could come up with something a little bit better than a
then Lucy could, you know, have a better fucking plan set up.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
He could do better than a, ooh, a creepy moth.
Ooh, look at this moth. It's coming for you. Yeah.
It's
I mean.
It's got rose feet.
It's going to eat your sweaters. And your Trevor Shepherd. Anyways, sorry. So.
You I'm sorry. It's just Weezer. It's all Weezer here.
It's like a Weezer. What are
it's
you
only
talking
Weezer.
About? You fucking psycho. Oh, this is a Mothman Prophecies. This is like the original.
Well, yes. Now it suddenly just has one eye.
I think
it's like
that's just
Cyclops.
The profile.
Terrible drawing.
That's like, yeah, it's not a great drawing.
Yeah, and again, now it looks like a. Kind of like a dinosaur chicken.
I mean, chickens are dinosaurs.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. It. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
Don't like that.
It's giving.
But it's creepy.
It's yeah. It's giving like a, not to go back to Marvel, but it's giving like a Marvel villain.
Sure.
Type of thing. It's also supposed to be super fucking big because these are people in this picture.
Yeah. But those look like they're kind of far away. I think so.
Like a perspective
they're,
thing.
Yeah, I think they're like.
See, I'm imagining they're like right here. They're like, oh, fuck. And like this
like
guy is
30
like.
30 feet tall.
Fucking 30 feet tall, like a building.
Oof. Fucked. If
yeah.
That close to it.
Also, in this one, he's covered in feathers in his entire body. Which is not
a
moth.
Like a bird.
Like a bird.
Okay.
Like a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, I mean, that does a little like a chicken thigh, honestly. Like a wing.
Mm-hmm. He's built.
thick thighs save lives. Hoffman. So the another predominant and less fun theory is that the Mothman itself was an unusually large bird. So the main two species that are always brought up with these theories is that it was some sort of large heron.
Okay.
We have herons here.
Yes.
They're pretty big.
Sure.
Like 4 feet.
Right? Yeah, they're big.
Yeah. I can't.
I don't want to be too close to one, but.
Yeah.
I mean, but it's not intimidating.
It's not intimidating. It's over... also not giving.
They're slow. They don't move very quickly.
No.
They're just sort of like, you know.
They're just like minding their own. Yeah. They're just like, whatever.
They seem like a very like Eeyore kind of bird. Very chill. Yeah.
Maybe just like always a little bit under.
Underwhelmed.
No, under some sort of substance.
Possibly, yeah.
Like, you know, whatever, man. Uh-huh. I mean, it is Washington, so. But.
I'm not threatened by the crane.
No. I mean, like, it has to be a really big heron.
Oh, yeah, heron. Oh, it's the same thing, though, right?
It looked like a crane?
The other one's a crane.
Oh, two different birds. Got it.
Yeah, it was in there somewhere. You had it.
I wouldn't know the difference. They're skinny with long beaks.
So yeah, that's true. Skinny leg. Or no, skinny leg.
Skinny neck. Yes.
And like a long beak.
Like a giraffe of bird.
Yes. Yeah, like a giraffe bird. So I guess that's also an ostrich too.
True. But an ostrich is actually fucking terrifying.
An ostrich?
Not interested.
Do you follow the Useless Farm?
No.
The one with the fucking emu that always comes at her?
Oh, yeah.
She has to like suffer constantly. It's like Karen, accurately. Like, that fucking bird is terrifying.
Yes.
And that thing... is what they thought the Mothman was. That makes more sense.
That's true.
Because that thing's like also 7 feet tall.
That's true.
Karen the emu.
But it wouldn't sound like a mouse.
No, it like hisses. Yeah. That thing's fucking gnarls barkly. Anyways.
Go on.
So the other type of bird is the sandhill crane.
Okay.
So wildlife biologist Robert L. Smith from West Virginia University stated in an interview that these birds can be as tall as a man and have a 7-foot wingspan.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a pretty big bird.
Huge.
Yeah. I mean, that's also like, oh, Jesus, you know. When, you know that one big bird that has like the giant beak?
Yes.
And it looks like a Muppet? It looks like it like shouldn't
that.
Be real.
What is the name of that bird? But yes, I know exactly what you're talking about. What is the name of that bird?
It looks prehistoric.
It's weird kind of like.
It looks like it should be a Jurassic Park.
It does. It doesn't look real.
It doesn't look real. Also, the way it moves is like animatronic-esque.
Yeah.
If that thing was in fucking West Virginia. Also makes sense that someone thought it was not bad. I don't know.
So that is a different bird, though.
That is a very different bird. Anyways, back to the sandhill crane. So they can be tall as a man, have a 7 wingspan. They also have a reddish coloring around its eyes.
Okay.
And Smith thinks that there could have been a crane that had gotten lost during its migration south because this was in November, and it landed in Point Pleasant because it's like a. Kind of a wetland area. It's like surrounded by rivers. It's kind of makes sense. And since the bird's not native to the area, locals wouldn't have known what this bird was.
Okay.
Which is like, this poor fucking bird, if that's the case.
Like, slander.
Just lands. Fucking West Virginia. It's like kind of scared, a little lost. And like everyone's like, bah! You know, freaking out and like trying to hunt it down. And it's like, I'm just trying to get to Florida. But yeah, so the sandhill crane, I think, is the most valid of the bird.
Oh yeah, he does have like a. It's not glowing.
It's not glowing. It's also not giant.
It's not even remotely threatening.
No.
It's just a big bird.
I don't know. Which I do feel really bad if like that's what happened. It's just this big ass bird, and it's just freaking out, and like everyone's freaking out around it.
People sound stupid.
Really, you're really sticking it to fucking West Virginia.
In the 60s.
So, whether or not Mothman is real, its identity has definitely taken over Point Pleasant, West Virginia. So, the town itself has a Mothman museum. And then it also has a 10-foot statue in the town square, which is this guy.
Oh, there he is. This is a ripped statue.
Why you are sexually attracted to this fucking statue? I don't know.
He's got so many abs.
He's got a six pack.
He does, and pecs, and thick thighs, and a little bit of hair in the chest.
And some forked feet for you.
And I can't tell if he's wearing an outfit. Kind of looks like a belt there, unless he's sort of giving bug-like features. I don't know, his face is sort of buggy.
It does have some bugginess.
Sort of a
too.
Butterface. But yeah. I can see it.
Mothman has a butter face. You heard it here first. Also, the wigs don't look like the other.
They're very pretty whimsical.
Yeah, but then, like, you know, in the museum, which is also Point Pleasant, West Virginia, had, like, a bat thing.
Different wig.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, I don't know.
I guess if no one knows what it looks like and everyone knows correctly what it looks like.
It's true.
So the town every year also holds an annual Mothman Festival in September.
That's fun.
Which includes a pageant.
Uh-huh.
Which is, we wanted to know what the pageant was.
Yeah, what's the pageant?
Is it a Mothman pageant where you dress like Mothman? Does everyone get to have their own idea what Mothman looks like and comes in and is dressed like Mothman? Or is this just
Mothman
like a...
Mothman Con. Or is it
like a beauty pageant?
Girls dressed up to be Miss Mothman?
Miss Mothman. They all want the statue. You're not alone, Meg. You're not the only one. I mean, I would like to think... in my dreams, it's people dressing up like Mothman.
I feel like this is an easy problem to solve.
Let's go to it. Let's, like, look up fucking Mothman pageant. Let's see what comes up.
Yeah, do an image search.
Oh, it's not fun.
It's just regular girlies.
It's not even, like, regular girlies. It's
just,
like,
children. No, there's someone dressed.
I mean, it looks like a parade of the Mothman. Like, this is not what I was hoping for.
I'm sorry.
That's a really big bummer.
Shouldn't Google it. You need to get hired as a city planner. Then you can be like, No.
We're having a Mothman pageant. You say Mothman pageant, we are having a Mothman pageant.
The prettiest little Mothman.
Right? Who can be the prettiest little Mothman this side of the Mississippi? So the place also has music during the festival.
Fun.
Kind of like a general street fair. It also shows movies, which I'm imagining they're showing Mothman Prophecies every year with Richard Gere.
Maybe.
I mean, he's got to get some royalties somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So the town also has Mothman tours.
Okay.
And
that's cool.
Thousands of people go every year to take these tours at the TNT site to see if they can find Mothman.
Sure.
And the legend of the Mothman itself has created a crazy large tourist attraction within the town of Point Pleasant. Yeah. I mean, there's like, it's pulling tons of people. It's a huge tourist industry
for them.
Yeah. So whether or not the Mothman is real, it has definitely impacted this little town of Point Pleasant and the world. Let's be real.
True.
And like Bigfoot, the legend lives on. And that is Mothman.
I bet. Thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome. We did it. If this doesn't fucking save.
Then Adobe is not to be trusted.
I'm going to throw my laptop somewhere. This is also episode 13.
Oh, yes.
So if it doesn't get saved, 13 is a curse for
us.
Wow.
Then what do you skip it?
13.5. I don't fucking know. I mean, there's a whole lore around the number 13, right? 13.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. That could be an episode itself, honestly.
We do speculate if you are a haunted human.
We have speculated that. I mean, I don't know. Well, now it's slowing down. I don't like that. Okay. We're going to stop because I'm freaked out. All right. Until next time.
Stay grimly curious.
Thank you so much for listening. For podcast updates and episode photos, be sure to follow us on Instagram @grimlypodcast.
Also, be sure to rate and review our episodes, and we will see you next week for another episode.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.